How to Handle Your Ex Blocking You on Everything by Max Jenker. Tell me if this sounds familiar. You tried your hardest to make it work with your ex. You fought fiercely and bravely, but despite your best efforts, they've blocked you on everything. Phone, Facebook, Instagram, you name it. And now you helplessly wonder why you're blocked and how the hell to deal with it. Maybe you're worried that you said something wrong. Maybe you're worried that you've come off as an asshole. Maybe you're worried about what your ex thinks of you. Or perhaps what you are really worried about is them moving on for good, discarding you as though you never meant anything to them, like they never really valued you. Whatever the case, it probably prompted you to ask yourself various questions. Why did my ex block me? For how long will I stay blocked? Do they not love me anymore? Are they hurt? How do I get them to unblock me? And do I still have a chance with them? In this article, I'll answer these questions as well as many related ones. So buckle up, bitch. Why has my ex blocked me on everything? Most people deep down know why their ex blocked them. And while it may be a combination of multiple reasons, there is always at least one that sticks out like a bloody corpse on a busy street. To make figuring out why your ex blocked you easier, here are the most common reasons why they've done it. You were more concerned with how they perceive you than how you perceive yourself, aka you were being needy. You sacrificed your identity for them, that is, your values, beliefs, goals, and character. You were controlling, clingy, and suffocating. You didn't know how, or were unwilling to stand up for yourself and assert your boundaries. You've ended your relationship on bad terms. They are angry and resentful with you. They want space away from you, even more space than usual if they are an avoidant. They don't want to risk postponing their recovery by staying in touch with you or seeing any of your status updates, social media updates, or general updates on your life. They're testing you, or they're actually rejecting you, and you just hope they're testing. They're a sick fuck who wants to play with your heart to get the revenge. You've tried to guilt or manipulate them into getting back together with you. You continue to stalk them on social media and they saw it. They hate you, or at least your guts. You were a creep and still engage with their social media posts as though you were still together. They thought, I'll probably never talk to this person anymore. They found someone new, and don't want you to see it or want to make it known to their partner that they are not involved with you anymore. They need an ego boost to regain a sense of control. They don't trust themselves not to reach out to you. Think how hard it is not to get in touch with your ex sometimes. Maybe they're going through the same motions. They feel guilty for breaking up and don't want you to remind them of their mistake. Now, sometimes people tell me that they have no idea why their ex blocked them. And then they transition into whining about how they didn't do anything wrong and how the world is unfair. My ex blocked me for no reason, they whimper. But here's the deal. While you haven't necessarily done anything wrong, your ex always has a good reason for blocking you. You're just not aware of it enough to discern it. Or you know it, but are just in denial. Seriously, I've met people who called their ex 5 times in a row just to ask how they are and had no fucking clue that what they're doing is not only unattractive and creepy, but also terrifying. Regardless of why your ex blocked you, it's pointless to loom over it. It won't do your mental health and well-being any good. If you know the reason, you know it, and if you don't, you don't. You move on in either case. Is it good that my ex blocked me on everything? Most people look at me funny when I tell them this, but the fact that your ex blocked you on everything is in fact a good thing. Hell, it's usually a great thing. Here are just some of the benefits of being blocked. Number 1. Less obsessing. What will my ex text next? When will they call? Have they messaged me back yet? What's their new life like? Are they dating someone else? It's these questions that most of us ask whenever we find ourselves coming out of a relationship. Preventing yourself from obsessing about your ex is by itself a grind to pull off. But now that you're blocked, it gets easier. And although it may be frustrating initially, it actually helps you get rid of an otherwise toxic post-breakup habit in the long term. 2. Fewer reminders. Since your ex blocked you, they lowered the chances that you'll come across their social media posts that could potentially reopen your breakup wounds and set you down a negative thinking spiral. Even better, fewer reminders mean you'll be more inclined to focus on yourself. You know, the thing you can actually exert some control over. 3. Lighter temptations. You know those times when you want to reach out to your ex and profess your unyielding love, even though you know it will only do you and them harm? Well, if your ex blocked you, you'll have fewer temptations to do it since your communication has been cut. Hence, fewer chances of screwing up reattraction, prolonging your recovery, and making a fool out of yourself. 4. Subdued panic. There's always a reason you broke up with your ex, but that reason often gets whitewashed due to panic. In fact, it's panic that often makes you shift your focus from things like your ex cheating on you or disrespecting you to things like how great your first date was. In other words, it's because of panic that you hone in on the few pleasant memories of your dead relationship instead of seeing that the reality of your relationship wasn't all that good. Luckily, when your ex blocks you, while it does increase your panic in the short term, it does decrease it in the long. Is it true that if your ex blocks you, you win? There's a weird belief floating around the breakup industry that I never really understood. If your ex blocks you, you win. This mentality is undeniably a recipe for toxic relationships. Your ex blocking you is not the equivalent of a temper tantrum, as the people with this weird belief assume. And even if it is, you shouldn't be proud or feel like a winner because of it. It's actually a form of maturity. It's the equivalent of enforcing a personal boundary. Ultimately, there are no winners or losers in breakups. Only two, or more, people who fucked up their relationship and now feel bad for it. Sometimes, one of these people blocks the other one, and that's okay. It doesn't really mean anything, nor is it a big deal. Hell, it happens to most people. Does my ex still love me if they blocked me on everything? No, your ex probably isn't in love with you if they blocked you. As you've read earlier, there is only a minority of reasons your ex blocked you related to them still feeling something for you. The majority of them are related to you doing something unattractive or being someone unattractive. So if you're asking this question, chances are you're desperate to get back with your ex, or you are at least holding on hope that you'll get back with them eventually. In this case, just know that love itself won't save your relationship nor ever make it last. Love is not enough. If you ever want to get back with your ex, you'll need to put other, healthier values on top of love to make it work. Values like honesty, empathy, respect, trust, and vulnerability. Why has my ex blocked me, but then unblocked me? Because they are confused about you. Maybe they're torn between checking your social media for updates from your life, like getting a new partner, and letting you go. Or they're torn between calling you up and asking you if you'd like to get back together and leaving you alone for a few more days. Or even between asking you for their stuff back and not asking you because it would make you feel even more rejected. Another explanation for why your ex keeps blocking and unblocking you could be because they are testing you. They want to see how you react to their mixed signals. But then again, this is probably not the case. Most of what you think are your ex's tests are more likely just rejections, and you're just too defensive and scared to see the difference. How long will it take until my ex unblocks me? No idea. It's different for everyone. Some people get unblocked in a matter of hours, some in a matter of days, some in a matter of years, and some never get unblocked. Flip a coin, I guess. Still, one of the key factors that influences when your ex may unblock you is their attachment style. If they are an avoidant, which is likely the case, they'll want plenty of space, thus keeping you blocked for longer than usual is, well, usual. Avoidant or not, however, the two things that matter during your time being blocked are that you're patient and avoid sabotaging your chances of getting your ex back even further through unattractive behaviors. For instance, calling or texting your ex when they haven't put any effort into reconnecting with you, stalking them around town, or blatantly showing up at their doorstep unannounced. My ex blocked me, but still talks to me. What gives? If your ex blocked you, but still talks to you after they dumped you, it likely means you still see them in person, despite being blocked digitally. Maybe you work together, share a kid, or live in the same space. In these cases, you should communicate with your ex only when necessary, and only when it's about a problem or challenge you're trying to arrange or resolve concerning shared responsibilities. Also see my article in Modified No Contact on maxjanker.com. Will being in frequent contact hinder your breakup recovery? Sure, but it's not like you always have a choice. Besides, you'll still get over your ex eventually. It'll only take longer than if you'd cut your ex out of your life for good, or if they would cut you. My ex unblocked me, but still hasn't reached out. What gives? If your ex unblocked you, be it after weeks, months or years, and hasn't reached out yet, they've probably done it because it's a kind gesture and they don't want to come off as mean, or they're worried or scared about how you'll react. Or they feel uncomfortable talking to you, or they're afraid of hurting you again, or they've had a random urge that vanished as quickly as it manifested. Ultimately, if your ex unblocked you, they may still harbor feelings for you. Yet, since they haven't reached out, you can't know for sure. Nevertheless, proceed as always. Let them go. If they've unblocked you, don't think that they've given you the green light to reach out and try to get them back. Leave them be. It's probably because of your excessive reaching out that they've blocked you in the first place. If your ex ever wants to rekindle your relationship, they will let you know. What to do if my ex blocks me? How do I handle it? Let's first talk about how to not handle your ex blocking you, since there is so much misinformation out there. Generally speaking, never try to force, cajole, or manipulate, or use some sneaky trick to make your ex unblock you. This means no new profile picture for the sake of making your ex jealous, no showcases of happy and exciting updates from your life on Instagram for the sake of making your ex miss you, no telling your friends how great you're doing and how you're bawling and pussy or dick when you're not. These behaviors will lead you nowhere. For example, if you never posted anything on social media before, and now you suddenly start spamming posts about how happy you are, it's a dead giveaway. Your ex will immediately see through your bullshit and figure out what you're doing. Therefore, they will lose trust, respect, and attraction for you. So much, in fact, that you'll never ever be able to get them back. Now here's how you should respond when your ex blocks you. Accept the living shit out of being blocked and move the fuck on. Yes, even if you want them back. I know it sounds counterintuitive, but letting your ex go is the first step to getting back together with them. And hell, if you're feeling extra ballsy, block them back.